This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome to Home Talk USA. That's right. This is the Invent America part of our show, part of the Home Talk USA radio family. We want to welcome all of you on this very special day. This is our 20th anniversary on this network at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com, episode 1067. So we definitely want to thank all of you for tuning in all of these years. But this is a great hour. We're going to have some great fun. We're going to be talking to some inventors, some entrepreneurs. We're going to be kind of walking you through a blueprint that if you have that next great idea, how do you go from the idea to actually getting on a piece of paper, to actually get your prototype, file your patents, all your protection. So that's what we do here this hour. But who better to talk about this than my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, how you doing, my girl? It's getting very close to the trade show coming up, huh?
I know. We're so excited. Next week, we will actually have people from ASD Market Week talking about the show. So I'm real excited about that one. All of our guests are going to be related to the show. In fact, the ones we've got on today are related to everything we're doing now before the show is related to the show. So I am real excited about getting that all teed up and talking about it. And yay, we're making history, right?
You got it. But you want to talk about something that's very important that kind of is kind of left out, and that's towards marketing. And I want to talk of what we call in the industry that black hole of marketing. And can you explain that to our audience, what we're talking about and how costly this can actually be to a new inventor if they just don't follow these little simple rules?
It's a matter of, you know, inventors will say, well, I've spent so much money already, and they get to the point now they've got, you know, product, they want to get out there, they want to start talking to people and showing how wonderful it is. And, you know, this black hole of marketing, it can be such a money suck. It's like throwing money down a black hole, and you never know what the return is going to be. So one of the things that we do is we try to help inventors squeeze every ounce out of that dollar that they possibly can. And there's some things that make more sense than others. You're better off going to a professional trade show, hence the reason we're going to ASD Market Week. Your dollar return going to a show and talking to people face-to-face is so much greater than, you know, hiring a marketing team, doing a crowdfunding campaign. All of those, you put money into them, you rarely get to talk to the decision makers. And here at a trade show, you do talk to the decision makers. But, you know, inventors, by the time they get, they don't realize when they're going to, you know, file a patent, get prototypes, maybe get some units made, but they don't realize, Michael, that marketing can be more expensive than everything else put together.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Especially if you decide not to license it out and to manufacture and sell it yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've got people coming up to be on the show that are going to be talking about, you know, I've got 5,000 in a warehouse someplace, and I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
And nobody knows I'm there. It's like, you know, that old movie. It's like, build it and they will come. No, they don't, because they don't know you're there.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we try to do to explain that, and another thing, how can I say this and be nice? And I'm a nice person, you know that, Rita. But at the end of the day, let's face it. Let's talk about the marketing part of it. You know, when things are bad, when the economy is off the way it is right now, and we all feel it, the crunch, gas prices, things are high. It's amazing that when things get bad and rough or off, the first thing that a CEO wants to do is cut marketing. First thing, let's cut marketing.
I know.
And that's the last thing. That's the worst thing. And that's what we try to tell them, is that y'all want to market when times are good, but realistically, when times are good, you really maybe need to market a little bit and just keep the name out there. But when things are bad, like now, and I'm not over-exaggerating right now, I'm telling the truth, things are bad. And the first thing they want to do is, well, cut off marketing. And let me tell you, marketing is the key to success or failure of any business. Well, look at Bud.
Exactly.
Look what happened to Bud. Look what's happening now.
Oh, yeah.
It's taken, you know, I'm not trying to get political here, but it's now taking Peyton Manning and Emmitt Smith to bail out Bud Light. I saw the commercial.
What are they going to do when the football season is over?
That's right.
I'm glad they're bringing the Clydesdales back. So,
the point is, you know, they had agenda thing and Bud went in the toilet, you know, but marketing can make you or destroy you. So I know I'm kind of getting off topic here, but all this is related, Rita. All this is related.
It is. Yeah. You know, the two inventors that are on now both have inventory. They are both on the show because they want people to know that they've got inventory. And if you know, out there, you know, we always say it's like support your local inventor, go to their website and buy their product.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to buy everything, but both of these are really cool products. And I get inventors and say, let me send you one and try one. Let me send you one and you try it. And so it's almost like I'm doing a commercial for them, and it's like, that's okay, because that's what we do on Invent America, is tell people, you know, about those great products that American inventors have taken the time and the energy and the money to make available to them. And, you know, that's what we want to do, is make all of America understand what goes into this. My God, you know, an inventor says they can spend $50,000, they can, you know, do a second mortgage on the house, and the last thing we want is for a really cool product to gather dust in their basement.
That's right.
Let everybody know the cool products that are there.
And you said a good point, and I like to use Guy Woods with Green Products as an example, one of our sponsors of Home Talk. Here's a gentleman that does wood restoration, and nobody knew about his company, and wood restoration products are very, you know, very on demand, a lot of competition. Well, he came on this show, and basically what he did was the audience went down to the box stores, and obviously they wasn't in the box stores. So when he went to the box stores, what you think the store manager is getting the information? They say, you know, who are you? And no, we don't have Green Products wood restoration. So what you think they do? They call in their buyers. You know, the box stores call in their buyers, want to find out about these green products. So now by him inquiring, now they contacted Green Products. Not Green Products is in all the box stores. So what we did was we just created the demand. We got the audience to go to the store looking for the product that ain't there. So they're very smart. They're very smart. You know, they're going to say, well, tell me about this Green Products. Well, where did you learn? Well, it was on this show. Why don't you have it? Well, I'm going to call my buyer right now and find out why I ain't got it.
Yep, that's what we do. That's right.
That's what we do right there. Now, we might as well just shut the show down, right? We don't have to do this anymore.
No, we've got two that we've got to brag about. So, anyway.
All right, we're going to take a short break right here. You're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. This is the Event America part of our show. And me and the Inventilator, Rita Crompton, we're going to come back with our first guests and our first topic. Yahee! Y'all stay with us now.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget to visit our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, Rita, who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is Lisa Rice, and Lisa invented a product called Roll and Go. Back in 2016, she was hiking from her car through the parking lot and about eight blocks to get to an outdoor concert, you know, and it was 80 plus degrees out there, and she figured there has got to be a better way to do this than slinging everything over my shoulder. So Lisa invented then Roll and Go. Lisa, thanks so much for being with us today. Her website is rollngobag.com, and Lisa, tell our listeners what is it and how cool it is. Man, I can't wait to get my hands on one of these.
So thanks. Hey, so Roll and Go bag is a bag that you can pack, go to a concert, picnic, soccer moms use it. It's really versatile for pretty much anything you want to use it for, but I did invent it to go to mainly to carry two folding camp chairs. It has a detachable insulated cooler, insulated wine bottle holder, water, whatever people drink. Storage space inside and out, weighs 4 pounds. It's made of 600 denier ripstop nylon, and it's just a great outdoor product that you can roll. It's got wheels, and you can just pack that thing and roll and go wherever you want to go. It's really just a fun summer or, I guess, spring, whatever people are, wherever they're at. They can use it for any kind of event, concerts, like I said, ball games, you name it. It's really unlimited.
I've seen the pictures of it. It's amazing. My daughter's getting one of those for Christmas because I've been there with her when I've had to carry the stuff from the parking lot to, you know, wherever we were going to watch the concert. So, you know, you had a short run done on your product. How do you get the word out? What were you doing to get people to know where to go and buy it?
So some of the things I was doing, I was going to some kind of smaller venues, vending booth rental spots, vending spots. I was, of course, I made a website, and that is also rollngobag.com, and you can go check the bag out there. But I created that website. I did do some marketing outside with magazines, a couple of different shows, different companies, the Grommet, Pick Me Up, different places like this. Some people found me. Shark Tank found me, contacted me, but there were some things that went with that didn't quite work out. But it's not over till, you know, it's over. So basically just that type of marketing, you know, it's basically what I did.
It's hard.
Word of mouth is huge, too.
Yes, I am sure that it was. And it's, you know, I've seen inventors that have just spent so much money by the time they get there, they don't have anything left on licensing.
Right.
Like, I want to license my product, but I don't have any money left. And it's like, there's a problem there because, you know, it can cost more to do the marketing than all the other stuff combined.
Right. Marketing is a very expensive, it can be an expensive venture for sure.
Yeah. Well, the one that gets me is, you know, there's things that an inventor can do, but the one that gets me is if they're hiring a marketing firm to do it, because that is like a major black hole and suck of money. If you had to itemize the things, you know, you build a website, yes, it's like if you don't have a website, people don't think you're real. It used to be if you didn't have an address, they didn't think you're real. So when you build a website, you still have to drive traffic to the website. What, you know, if you had to go down the list of what you felt was the best money spent? What was it?
Well, honestly, I did do some Facebook push out, which I thought was helpful. I also, I did some unconventional things. I found a magazine. I went through the back of a magazine that was basically sports, and I thought this company might be a great company. I called many, many different shops. I think that was some of the best money. I can't think of what it's called, the advertising people where they put your name on a pin or a product like that. That was probably the best money I spent. I can't think of the name of those companies. But, you know, you put your name on a pin or they'll put your name on a hat and they'll send it out to somebody, however, 500 they order, whatever they order. That was really, really well spent because I did pretty well with that, honestly.
Good. Good. You know, little things that can help our inventors know what is, you know, what is an option. You know, sometimes they'll pick it, sometimes they won't. What's next for Roll and Go?
What's next for Roll and Go? Well, that is a good question. I don't quite have the answer for that because I'm still revamping it. I'm putting it all together still. I think I'll obviously go back into some more marketing, pushing out, probably revamping my website a little bit. And what I also have considered doing is going back to old customers, communicating with that database to find out how successful their product was, what they thought of it, see if they're ready to reorder. Just trying to go back to some of the things I did do before, maybe reapplying for Shark Tank. Not really 100% on it yet.
Yeah.
If I'm just being
honest. Well, it will be fun to see what happens. We will have some video with you. See, you were supposed to say, oh, I'm going to be on the radio, was you know, what's coming next. But, oh, yeah, we've already got you on the radio. So we're going to help
you
get you out there.
Yeah, we're already there, and that was my next big venture. So, yes, and I love it. I'm grateful for it.
Well, Lisa, I could tell you, just keep your options open, and that's what you got to try to do. You know, don't close the door to anything. Just always listen and always prepare. And I like the idea of going back to your old customers. Yeah, that's good. And you can get some feedback. And not only feedback, they might have some, you know, advice for you on how to make it better, how to redesign it. You never know. You know, but thank you again for being on the show. We got to run. Lisa,
yeah.
How can we get in touch with Lisa? Rita?
Well, she's got an email address of rollandgoinc@aol.com, and you can also go to her website, rollandgobag.com. Or you can link on me, and I'm going to post it for you so that you can actually go and find her really easy.
Roll and Go Bag. Good.
rollngobag.com.
Gotcha. All right, Lisa Rice.
You can get that. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, Lisa Rice. All right. We're going to take a short break. We're going to have to come back with another guest, another topic right here. Thank you, Lisa. Got to run.
So
got to pay some bills.
Bye-bye now.
All right. We're going to be right back right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. This is the Event America Show. Me and Narita Crompton, the Event Lady, will be right back with another guest, another topic. Yeah, y'all stay with us now. You hear?